Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Express Ranches invites you to the big event. It's their annual production sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, on Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. They'll start at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon and then 11 a.m. on Saturday with the big event sale. Over 600 head to sell at this year's big event from Express. Details at expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches big event, August 16th and 17th, Yukon, Oklahoma.
The latest Oklahoma drought monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, unchanged this year. Severe drought now at 3.78%, also unchanged from last week. Moderate drought now at 17.79%, also unchanged. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 62.72%, also unchanged. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, all of the state around normal chances of rain through August the 3rd. Western part of the state around a 40 to 50% chance of rain through that date. And the eastern part around a 33 to 40% chance of rain. Well, at the recent Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention, I had the opportunity to sit down with Josh Anderson and James Blum. They're with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and they are representatives for soil health, to tell us a little bit about why soil health is so important.
In terms of conservation, I'm working with Production Ag up in north central northwest Oklahoma. So in terms of conservation, obviously we're leaning towards soil health principles, things involved in that, no-till, all the way to crop rotation, possibility of incorporating some cover crops when it's a fit. And, of course, integrating livestock into all of it.
Josh, if people want to even get started with just thinking about soil health, because as you guys know, sometimes you'd have to switch out your equipment or people think it might be a little bit of an uphill battle for soil health. But kind of talk about some things that producers can start with if they'd like to get started.
I'm from Marshall County down in south central Oklahoma. Not typically a huge cropland area, but a lot of things that producers kind of start out with in our area are some grazing practices, rotational grazing. If they do want to do some cropping, a lot of those guys will no-till some of the summer cover crops, whether they graze those out or they bale those for hay. That's usually the easiest adoption or entry point into the soil health principles that I can get people in our area.
What do you think is so important that our folks need to know about why it's so important to practice soil health?
The easiest way to say it is tillage creates droughts in terms of just soil moisture loss every tillage pass. But I think big spectrum is everything that takes place on every acre, and this includes, even in our yards and lawnscapes. In agriculture, everything that we're doing affects everyone else down the road. And that's through all the mechanisms of soil loss, and even probably more importantly is just, water quality and water availability and those kinds of things.
Well, and I know in Oklahoma, we're always like, when it rains, we need to make sure that rain stays in the ground. So that's the most important thing. So kind of talk a little bit about how producers can do that.
Yeah, big thing is collecting every drop that hits the soil surface. We absolutely don't want to see all that water run off. We want to see it infiltrate down so that the plants can utilize that later. Where I'm from, we have a lot of aquifers so that the water goes down through the soil. It gets purified, gets cleansed so that there's less pollutants, less toxins, less soil particles that both float away across the surface and that enter the drinking water in the aquifers.
Hear my complete conversation with soil health representatives Josh Anderson and James Blum. You can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.